Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate, all of your home buying and home selling needs, I recommend you reach out. People will be honest with you. You reach out to those folks who have left reviews on her Facebook page. Now, of course, you can read their reviews. And I know as I've gone through some of them, at least one of the individuals I know personally, I thought, oh, well, look at that. That's fantastic. Had an incredible experience. But you can send them messages because they are on Facebook. And if you do have any more detailed questions, they'll give you straight up answers. And I feel totally confident in telling you to do that because I know what an incredible job Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate does, and people who use her services just praise her over and over again. Well, whether it is the selling or the buying, or maybe you just have some advice, you need some advice, you don't even know if you're wanting to sell your home. Often, folks, I'm this way. I hesitate to reach out for advice like that because I think, oh, man, they're not going to have my number and they're going to be calling me every week to see if I'm ready to sell my home. That's not how she is, so you don't need to worry about any of that at all. Like her on Facebook. If you forget how to get there, you can find her information under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com. That's Emily Johnson. And by the way, tomorrow she won't be. A lot of times she joins us at Scramblers when she can. She has three closings tomorrow. Three. Getting people into brand new homes. So that is much, much, much better, much higher priority than having her join us for breakfast. So we're definitely glad she's going to be doing that. Jason Ryman with the latest news. I don't know. I'm an hour off. The show's going by so quickly. I was thinking it was 7:30, so I tried to throw it to Jason. He, of course, wasn't there. But it's fine. It all works out. Go with the flow. We've been doing this Framing Your Future deal and partnering with the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce and trying to really connect people with industries here in the area that have shortages of workers for these really, really great paying jobs. And part of the problem, this is something I've talked about for years, is many of us went through an education system that told us, well, if you want a good paying job, if you want a future, you have to go to college. You have to go get a degree. And while there are certain careers that do require that, it is in no way, shape, or form necessary in order to have a sound financial future and a good paying career. And so we've had numerous different partners this week in this effort to educate folks on this. Artisan Construction, Michael Eddings is with us. And I appreciate you coming in studio this way. I should have told you if you pull that there. There you go. Perfect. See, I was just chatting away with you off air. I didn't even think to prep you. Although you've been on the show before. We had you call in. You were getting flack because of a billboard you had.
Yeah.
That I forgot what it's just down the road here. It was some.
Yeah, Bennett in Kansas said Trump 2020. Mm-hmm.
And so the haters were given fake reviews and everything. And
bombarded.
So, of course, that's not why you're here today. I wanted to have you here because people think about Mike Rowe a lot. I know he's got wide national recognition, I think largely because of that Dirty Jobs show. But he's really pushed this skilled labor thing, and he's been talking about it for years and the shortage there. And I think it's a disservice that is happening or being delivered up to young people, particularly that you have to go four-year college in order to have a good-paying future, good-paying career. And, of course, that is not the case at all.
No, it's not.
And Artisan Construction is a tremendous example of that. What is that? What's it like? What is it like for somebody that maybe didn't go to a four-year college and they're like, okay, I'm going to see if this is true or not. What offering is there?
Well, my personal experience, I went to college for about a month, and it wasn't a good fit for me. I went for the social life, as a lot of kids out of high school do. And after a month, I got into construction, picking up trash, literally picking up trash. That's how you start. And then just kind of evolved through the trades personally. But you go along, and instead of a professor, you end up developing mentors in your life. I've had several mentors, from Bob Gardner, one of the first people that taught me carpentry outside my family. And then he taught me how to do the execute the work, and then you kind of evolve in leadership. You know, another mentor in my life, my pastor, Pastor Eddings, he developed me to lead, which qualified me for another layer of the construction industry. And so as you're leading projects and men, and then another mentor came into my life, Gary Hill, great man, and taught me the office side of it, you know, the more estimating and stuff. So it was an evolution, and I didn't have professors. I didn't pay nobody to receive these skills. And,
right.
And really allowed them to benefit my personal life. I've built two new homes before I was 30. And the equity you're able to put into a new home is incredible. That's the largest investment of your life typically. And so starting out as a young person, I didn't have that heavy burden of debt associated with colleges. I didn't have that. And so that freed up resources to do other things like build two new homes. And so at 30 years old, you look around at your peers who are still burdened, carrying that debt around, and I didn't have that. So I was very fortunate to get into the trades and learn a skill.
Throughout the week, we've been playing these ads, if you will, and they've got snippets of you talking a little bit about some of this. And I yesterday heard one, and it made me think of something that I hadn't thought of before, and that is that you learn these skills, and these are skills that obviously most people pay other people to do. So not only is this a skill that you know and that you're able to make a really great living because other people are paying you, but you don't have to pay other people to do these things, because these projects that so often people will pay, on a patio, and that's going to cost me $12,000 or something, you know how to do that.
Yeah, and as so these a carpenter, you would. Yeah, as an electrician, you may struggle. sorry for the jab on all you electricians out there. But I
that had crossed my mind. I thought, man, that would be nice.
Yeah.
To just be able to do those things on your own.
And if you're a plumber and you got plumbing issues, you're not outsourcing that to someone to come fix that, or you got electrical issues, or you're looking to, for any skill that you get in, you can invest that in yourself. And I really, and also, dirty hands make clean money, and it's really an honest living. You go home, and there's a pride to it, when you get done. How many people love Lincoln Logs? Yeah. How many people love Legos, And I guess it's transitioned the digital area. How many kids like Minecraft, So you get to do that as an adult, and, that kid's really proud of that Minecraft world they built. Well, you get to look around town and have that same sense of pride. Man, I worked on that. I remember that. And, and as time goes on, there's more of that.
I always try to associate, and the best I can think of is when my lawn looks really nice. And I'm like, man, that looks good. Even when I pull up to it, I'm like, yeah, I imagine, what is somebody else driving by? Do they think that guy's lawn look? I can't imagine driving through an area in these incredible projects and being like, oh, yeah, I did that. That's something most people can't imagine.
Right. And it's not just local community, but in construction, there's a lot of opportunities to travel. We've done quite a bit of work throughout the last several years across the country. So we've used it to our advantage. When I was out in Colorado, you get to experience the mountains and stuff that, normally you're paying to go to vacation.
Right.
Kind of getting paid in a sense to go out there and have fun. And whether it's to the north or south, east or west, there are opportunities arise.
Talking with Michael Eddings of Artisan Construction. So the society, the economy as a whole, what impact does the lack of employees, this I don't want to say it's a desert, but clearly there's a need for skilled labor. What impact is that having on those of us who may not even realize it?
Well, the impact of the lack of skilled labor is the cost of infrastructure across the country is going to increase. Now, and everybody's familiar, under a Democrat leadership, usually government expands, which where are they going for those resources? Probably to your pocket in the form of taxes. So, the lack of labor, it does create more competitive field. And Everyone wants an opportunity to go where they can get paid the most, and that's reasonable. So it does create this competition in the market. And it's also opened a door to a lot of Hispanics, you know, the illegal immigration and stuff to try to fill that vacuum.
Right.
And you got an administration that's very fine with that. So it's really good for young people to consider the trades.
Well, and I hear a tremendous number of stories also, projects that once upon a time, oh, yeah, we'll get to you in a couple weeks. And sometimes it's months now.
Yeah. There's a backlog. The material prices, it's just hit the market. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've tried to buy a 2x4 sheet of plywood.
I haven't, but everyone is. In fact, there's a meme going around, and you know, I think it's Jared. That's their. You know, he went to Jared. That's their as a jewelry store. Their slogan, and it says he went to Home Depot, and it's a lady's hand, and instead of a diamond, it's a little block of wood.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. Yeah. But with the, you know, the material shortages, construction prices are going to go up, labor shortages, they're going to experience the same thing. So they're getting hit from both sides. And the construction industries always need people to do it, whereas, you know, you go to college, get a tech job, they're not going to – they can outsource that to India, Pakistan, Lithuania, you know. All these countries can do it a lot cheaper, and even call centers, all types of things with the digital era. Whereas construction, you're always going to need people to build these buildings.
And of course, it's one of the reasons that we've been doing this. The great deal of frustration, particularly several years ago, these college campuses and students were protesting that they shouldn't have to pay back their student loans because they couldn't find jobs. Meanwhile, these even better paying jobs in certain instances are open and waiting. And they're like, well, I shouldn't, you know, this is what I got my degree in. And so I'm not going to do anything else because then it was a waste of money. And this scenario that we have created, it is very frustrating. And it's part of the reason, again, we're trying to get, not everyone it's going to speak to, but say, listen, there are fantastic paying jobs. And we're not talking, you know, instead of $8-$9 an hour, and maybe one day, if you're lucky, you'll get benefits. But we're talking about those things, the benefits, the 401ks, and as you mentioned, really, you get paid to learn.
Yeah, you get paid to be mentored, you know, through an apprenticeship process. At Artisan, we do have a 401k. We're not signatory, and if someone chooses signatory route or non-signatory, that's a decision they need to make. I've been on both sides of the aisle, and there's reasons why I'm not signatory now. Primarily the pension, it's under lock and key when you're within the unions, and it's not yours until you meet all this criteria. Whereas, you know, the 401k, it's mine wherever I go.
Right.
So I like that control over my future better, but less politics involved. You know, I'm very conservative politically, as you know. And a lot of times, if you're a conservative in the union, it's frustrating because some of your dues and money goes to support candidates that you're diabolically opposed to, and it's painful to see that. So that is a personal experience I had. But some people may like that environment. Some people may not. And so whatever choice people do make, it is a good program to be mentored through an apprenticeship program and get into the trades to develop yourself, yourself.
And you all are looking right now as well?
No, right now we're not. We always like to get applications.
Got it.
We participated in this program because we see the need for trade development and encouragement. And we've done other programs with the Springfield Contractor Association. I heard Megan on one of your advertisements with the Chamber of Commerce. Great people over there. And trying to encourage high schoolers to get into the trades. And the young people are looking for guidance. And a lot of times the only people in their ear are pushing them to universities. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a strong work ethic, if your mom ain't kicking you out of bed every morning to go to school, you know, you're self-motivated, and you show up every day and you're consistent and you're coachable, You'll do well in any construction trade. Mm. So you got to have that consistency and coachable attitude.
Any final thoughts you have for folks?
No. Okay. Yeah, if anyone's looking for to get into carpentry, you're welcome to stop by, fill out an application at the office, and when we do hire, we do go through those first and look for the best candidate to join the A-team.
All right. And of course, we've got information about that. And there are, I know, a number of different companies in the area and maybe different industries that are looking for people. And so they can go to framingthefuture@ksgf.com to find that information. And of course, more about artisan construction as well. Michael Eddings, thank you. It's great to meet you face to face.
Yeah,
and so we've met
really
over
good.
The phone, but appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for taking time today.
Absolutely. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. Don and Alex Carricker will take care of all of your home loan needs, whether it's refinancing. Should I refinance now? I heard interest rates are going up, but they're still lower than what I got. I don't know. I don't know the answers to these questions. This is what Don and Alex Carricker at I Want a Great Home Loan do. They get you informed. They get all the information. Yeah, they'll ask you. You go to IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, enter some basic info, and then they're going to get back with you and ask for some additional stuff. They don't want you sending over the internet for purposes of your security, your identity. And then they will, based on that, let you know what all your options are. And that will also involve some questions like, well, is this your first home, or are you planning on getting married soon if you aren't? Do you think that you're going to live in this home forever? These are components that they will use in order to help you make a decision based on where you are in life. And it all starts at IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. It is so much more. I can't express that enough. It is so much more than just simply going online and having your credit check done and then being told, oh, well, here's what we can do for you. There is a... this is such a, it's a good story because I hope it's the direction that we're headed, because we may be talking about a self-correction here, not economically, well, sort of. There's a guy by the name of Douglas Murray. He's an author and commentator. And he has made news because he showed support for a magazine editor who said that he no longer hires Ivy League graduates for their compliance with woke culture. He further argued that Ivy League colleagues that push woke culture teach young Americans how to be totally unemployable. I do believe that this is a potential self-correction that could organically help get us away from the damage and the divisive nature of this woke stuff. That you're going to have people like Michael Eddings, who was just in here from Artisan Construction, who have no place in their company for such nonsense. And if we do start, if we have some people in charge of different industries that begin making it known, we are not going to be hiring people from that get ruined, if you will, by this woke culture, perhaps it will start having a positive impact on our country. Tomorrow morning, we will be broadcasting from Scrambler's Friday Roadshow. Glenn Beck's coming up next. I'm Nick Reed.